Okay. So the next two or three couple of foils are some remarks on granularity, which is a reasonably useful point. So when you look at a problem, you find you can break it up into parallel parts with so-called different granularities. So when we analyzed the process equation, I would call that a medium grain size, in that the grains could be very large, but you could also make them relatively small. They're relatively closely coupled, and also they need a pretty, to make them run well, you need a pretty good communication over computation ratio. Now, to give another example, to compare the Laplace's equation with a different example, supposing I was Boeing and wished to design the next generation aircraft, then if I looked at my design problem, it would break up into parts, and I would be able to do the computational fluid dynamics with this so-called, with the algorithm similar to I described in Laplace's equation, which would be median grain size. But I would also be able to take the design problem and notice there's the structural analysis problem to see if the plane stays together. There's the acoustic problem to see how noisy it is. There's the CFD problem for the engine to see if the engine works. There's the CFD problem for the aircraft to see what the drag is, etc. So there's sort of 6 to 10 parts you can break the problem up into. And so that's an example of a coarse grain decomposition. Very large parts. And that's of some interest because the large parts tend to be very suitable for metacomputers, because the when there's very big parts, they tend to have much less communications between them, and therefore are quite suitable for network systems where the effective communication is much lower. It looks as though I see all of you are looking big blank foils. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it? So I'll complain. I don't know why those foils are blank. They don't look blank here, do they? That's interesting. Have you anybody invented the algorithm which decides whether these foils turn out black? All right, so we'll correct that.